This is Dal's Place with Canada's King of Swing, Dal Richards, on the Unforgettable 600 AM.
Welcome back to the unforgettable music of the 30s, 40s, and the 50s. We're taking this nostalgic trip to the golden era of the big bands and the golden era of the songwriters. And as promised, my first guest this week on Dal's Place, Don Stewart. Don, welcome to Dal's Place.
Welcome, Mr. Richards.
It's funny how things work out. You know, the first time we passed each other in a hallway sort of thing was at the Fairview Pub. We're listening to John Nolan.
I was trying to run you down. I was running after you. Take this, please.
You did. You said, here, take this. And it was your first album, Here's a Rainy Day.
Exactly.
Which I subsequently played on the air here. And now you are bringing a new album. This is called what?
It's Not For Me to Say.
I know that's... Okay.
We're going to do that.
Not a Double Entendre. That's the name of it. That's the title.
Yeah, the title.
I was reading your bio that was sent to me and saw something interesting. You're a son of a preacher man. You started your solo career singing in your father's church. It's just amazing how many soloists have done that. You weren't here for the early part of the broadcast, but I just played Johnny Mathis, Lou Rawls, and Al Hilbert.
Oh, my goodness.
That was the beginning with those guys.
That's true.
Sarah Vaughan, a whole bunch of them started in churches.
Well, you had a chance to sing. There was a place. My father was a reverend, mother missionary, and you were always invited. Everybody was singing. I mean, the whole family sang. Everybody in the church sang. You were singing out. And if you and my mother just encouraged me all the time. You know, when I used to sing around the house, she just, you know, would bring me to the church, and I started there. So, you know,
where did you sing? Well, let's say so-called professionally. When did you first make a buck at it? Let's put it that way.
You know what? In grade 7, I sang in my first band, and of course, I'm Pentecostal, which we were supposed to sing or dance or anything like that. So I used to sneak out every night, go rehearsals, and then I started playing my first band, making a little money when I was in grade 7, actually. Playing my first band, a band called The Creations, yeah.
Okay, nothing modest about you guys.
Yeah, right. You know, hey, I wasn't even thinking that way. But now that you mentioned it...
I thought I started young, but I hadn't earned a dime until I was 16, when I first heard Benny
Goodman.
You're
still earning dimes. I'm still trying to make dimes.
But you do more than just sing. I see in your background here the stage is in your work and theater and so forth. What sort of work have you been doing there?
Well, of course, I like musicals. I've done a few, you know, show vote. Evening with Nacky and Cole, Unforgettable, name a few, and, you know, some plays.
Oh, you did the Unforgettable show.
I did. I was touring. I did some stuff on the road out in the interior and about.
What, you got the CD, well, let's talk about that right away so our listeners know about it. The CD release is taking place at the Couch.
Mm-hmm.
When is that?
Couch. April the 22nd. Thursday, 8 p.m. Everyone should be there.
That's plain enough. where can they get tickets?
Ticketmaster. I will say this very slow. There's some at the door, but Ticketmaster, you could go online and grab some.
Okay. Your bio said you're a storyteller in song. What does that mean? Tell me something about that.
I guess when I'm choosing the songs that I do, the songs that are very close or mean something to me, and I guess, you know, I tell the story with that particular song or how it affects me or whatever. Most of the music is that I'm doing is, you know, I guess you can say personal or some way affects me in some way, so I just tell that story, whatever. Mm-hmm.
You must be a songwriter's delight, at least the lyricist.
Yeah.
Steve is all set to play a background from your album, And we'd like you to try singing it live here. We don't do this often. I think you can handle this.
Geez. Well, I certainly will try.
I'm sure you can. I'd like to explain to our listeners that the reason we're doing this, that the album is brand new. It's not completely mixed, which means that the voice hasn't been put over the background that's already mixed. And so we're going to have Steve play the background while Don sings the lyrics from my studio. It's not for me to say.
It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me to say you'll always care. Oh, but here for the moment I can hold you fast and press your lips to mine and dream that love will last. As far as I can see, this is heaven. And speaking just for two, it's ours to share. Perhaps the flow of love will grow with every passing day. Oh, we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say.
Singing live to his brand new album, and that's the title, It's Not For Me To Say. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful sound.
Thank you very much.
I recognize Ross Taggart on tenor sax playing a beautiful solo there. Who else is on the album?
We have Bob Murphy on piano, Miles Hill on bass, and Buff Allen on drums.
You got one of Vancouver's A-list
musicians.
Indeed. Well, thank you for coming in, Don, but before you leave, why don't you tell our listeners one more time when and where?
April 22nd, 8 p.m. at the East Cultural Center. Beautiful place.
Vancouver East Cultural Center, a hot spot for great entertainment.
Well, hey,
It is. Everybody, you know, sooner or later, everybody's at the Vancouver East Cultural Center.
I love that place. First time I was ever in there, I knew I just had to come back and do something there. So here I am, 22nd.
Okay, we'll look for you that night.
Thanks, Dale. Appreciate being
here. Thanks for joining me in Dale's Place.